USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Representatives Clay Higgins and Jim Banks are talking impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The lawmakers are thoroughly disappointed at his job performance in keeping America's border with Mexico secure. Mayorkas was on the Hill Wednesday and will be again Thursday to explain to lawmakers why the border crisis continues to be out of control.
You've been called upon to resign by myself and others. Next year, if we have the majority in this committee, which we shall, if you're still in office, you'll face impeachment.
Deportations plummeted while illegal immigration skyrocketed. And that's only possible because Secretary Mayorkas decided not to enforce the law. I bow to you, we will use our oversight power to investigate Secretary Mayorkas's disregard for federal law.
USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Moderna on Thursday submitted a request to the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine in children 6 months to less than 6 years of age. Efficacy in that age group was low in clinical trials, 43.7% for children ages 6 months to 2 years, and 37.5% in children ages 2 to 6. A Michigan police union is backing their officer when resisting arrest becomes a life or death situation.
The union representing law enforcement in Grand Rapids, Michigan, is defending the officer who shot Patrick Leoya after video showed him resisting arrest and reaching for the officer's taser. The Grand Rapids Police Officers Association says Leoya's death is tragic, but it also said officers have a legal right to protect themselves and the community in a volatile situation. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The folks that run Twitter are being called out by Elon Musk. Inappropriate is the word Elon used to describe Twitter fact-checkers on censoring the Biden laptop story. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk was on Fox News praising free speech. We'll return to the social media platform Twitter very soon.
We need to find out exactly how severe was the censorship institutionally at Twitter. From the shadow banning to the suspended accounts, Elon, I believe, now that he's the new manager and owner of Twitter, needs to bring back the suspended accounts, especially those that were suspended for these ridiculously arbitrary reasons. We need a full investigation into the Hunter Biden laptop story that was not allowed to be spread on Twitter in the most consequential month of voting, of the most consequential election of my lifetime. All of this needs to be investigated. But you bring up a great point, is that the regime or the empire is going to strike back. They're not going to take this easily, and they're not going to take this lightly. Elon's going to get investigated, subpoenaed. He's going to have smear articles written about him. I just don't think he cares. I also think Elon believes that the federal government needs him right now more than he needs the federal government. Good luck trying to compete with Russia and China in the space war without SpaceX and Elon Musk. Good luck trying to fight climate change without Tesla. Good luck trying to fix the traffic problem in Los Angeles without the boring company and Elon Musk. And so in some ways, Elon has been building this unprecedented amount of wealth and power now to use it to actually fight for Western constitutional values. We've never really seen anything like this. I'm pretty excited about it.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.